Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for releasing resentment. Oh, let's place our hand on our heart and take this breath of love and gratitude. I release, I release, I release. Oh, so grateful and thankful right now to consciously connect and commune with the higher Holy Spirit self. So grateful right now to take this holy breath and invoke divine grace and goodness into our awareness. Yes. Partnering up with the higher Holy Spirit self, we invoke the I am that I am. And we remember and recognize that our true identity is love, as is the true identity of all of our brothers and sisters. Yes. So right now, in this moment, we're opening ourselves to release all judgment, which is the cause of any regret. Yes, we're forgiving ourselves. Yes. We're opening ourselves to release any and all judgments that we've held against ourselves. There's no big or small in God, so we're releasing all regrets, all judgments, all attack thoughts against ourselves and the choices that we made in the past. Yes, the only thing there is to regret is going along with the ego, and we didn't know what we were doing. But now we have eyes that see and ears that hear, and we're interested in that clarity. We're interested in the clarity of love. We're interested in recognizing that the past isn't real. We are interested in recognizing what is real, and that is love. And love is now. Love is happening now. Love is liberating us now. Love is healing us now. We're grateful and we're thankful to open our hearts and minds to the power and the presence of perfect love activated in our hearts and in our minds. Yes, washing ourselves clean of all regret, releasing all judgments. Yes, all attack thoughts against ourselves, we place them on the altar and we give thanks to give the Holy Spirit the heavy lifting. We're willing to be loving and kind with ourselves now. We're willing to start new this day, this moment, this now. We are willing to choose love now. Love is our liberator, and we're choosing liberation from all regret. In grace and in gratitude, we share the benefits of our regret-free life with everyone because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we teach only love. In grace and gratitude, we model self-forgiveness. In grace and gratitude, we recognize that the I am is the way and the truth and the life and the light of our being, and we're grateful for this. So we accept our healing right now. We lay the regrets on the altar and we let them be. We let them dissolve and resolve into the nothingness from which they arose. We allow ourselves to love ourselves and thereby love everyone because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we give thanks, we allow it to be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes, a time of clearing and purification is upon us, my friends. Oh, yes. So grateful to open our hearts and release those regrets. Whew, feels good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So today is Wednesday, which is Sacred Circle Day. I love my Sacred Circle. In case you don't know, my Sacred Circle is my membership program. It's only $33 a month. And almost every week of the year, I do a call where you can ask me any question you want. So it's spiritual counseling It's any question you'd like. If you'd like help with anything, assistance, understanding anything, anything I can offer of my experience and my awareness, it's all in those calls. And these calls are deep. They are so deep. They're really one of the very deepest things I do. And so it's a great bargain for people who would like to get spiritual counseling and are willing to participate in a group. So it's a great group. Most people just listen. Most people just get the downloads. But you can participate live and ask me questions each week, or you can write in a question that way. So there's all these options. And that's today's Sacred Circle, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And all the details are at jenniferhadley.com, don't you know? And this week is the last week of Living A Course in Miracles, this series on holy relationships. And my topic this week is holy relationship with your spiritual community. Mm-hmm. Going to be interesting. Yeah, never done this topic, so it's exciting for me to share on this topic. I sure do love you, and I am grateful for you. You are truly my answered prayer. Yes. So let us go forth this day and be the love of our lives. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Have a magnificent day. Regret-free.